News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, folks, listen, you've been hearing a lot on this show about my perspective on life. You hear my right side way every day, my monologue in which I give you my thoughts, my feelings, sometimes straight from the heart about things. Today, I kind of went down the road of talking about the fact that, you know, there are times in life when, kind of like the old thing from Andy Griffith's show, when Pa Darling would just say, well, jump on in where you can, Sheriff, and hang on. And there's times when life is like that. And my personal resume has been very eclectic, but not because I was ever dissatisfied with places or felt like I did not have any options, but because God opened a door and I recognized I need to step into it. Well, you also hear on the show, though, we have a lot of great team members, folks that advertise on the show. And one of our team members is Just Love Coffee Cafe. And the folks that we work with at Just Love, they've got locations on Hughes Road in Madison, another location on South Memorial Parkway. And when I got to know Travis, who is the owner-operator of these Just Love Coffee Cafe locations here in our listening area, it really struck me that he had made a complete career change to choose to do this. This was not something he grew up doing or graduated college to do. And so with that being, you know, without further ado, let me go ahead and bring Travis on the air. Hey, Travis, it's Phil on the air with you. Thanks for calling in, man. How are you?
I'm doing really well today.
Great. Well, listen, brother, I appreciate you, first of all, being part of the Right Side team. But today I kind of wanted to spend some time just unpacking what it's like to make a complete career shift. You know, you were at a place in life, I remember you already had the kids and the mortgage and the whole deal, and you were in corporate America. So tell me your story just for briefly.
Oh, tell me your story. Everyone should be prepared for that type of question. But I had climbed my way up the corporate ladder. Worked for a major corporation. Was an executive director of global supply chain, and the wind shifted. Our company was bought out. And it looked like the purchasing company was going to make some changes, and it was likely I was going to have to make a career move. My wife and I, even though we weren't Alabama natives, we are deeply rooted in this area, despite not having family in the area. Our friends, our church, it's a place we want to raise our daughters at. So as I looked at the landscape, and what this area had to offer, I was not excited about starting over again in another corporate deal and having to fight through all of the politics in corporate America that exists today and trying to rebuild that life. And it really looked like we were going to have to probably relocate to stay in the field that I was in. Huntsville, despite everything it has to offer, my field of expertise was in physical goods distribution, and it's just not an epicenter for that at the level I was at. So we'd probably have to relocate to an Atlanta or a Chicago or a Kansas City to kind of maintain our quality of life. And that's when I started looking. You know, I've traveled all across this country and this world, and I see communities all over the place. I'm wondering, like, well, what do these people do? How can they be in this nice town and provide for their family? And I decided that maybe I need to look into being an entrepreneur, getting into the business world, kind of taking a step back out of the security that we came to enjoy through a regular job, and looking at how we scrape it together and do things differently.
Well, let me ask you about that, because I mean if you look at it on paper, like my life, if I was to look at my resume on paper, you'd go, how does that segue to that? I don't get it. How did you do from this to that? And yet there are aspects of it that I'm sure transition, but not the least of which was you just felt like that was your calling in a sense. And you know, coffee can be a calling, I guess, but what you're saying is you were called to a community, or you were called to a different purpose. And you made that choice, but I think you said in there to step away from that security you were used to. So it was, I'm sure there were some moments where you thought, what am I doing? Am I right?
there still are moments. My wife and I look at each other, it's like, what are we doing again?
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, it was, I mean, being in this community, and I think where we were at, where I was most dissatisfied in corporate life was just constantly pushing and trying to squeeze a penny out of each dollar I was, you know, put in stewardship over. And I didn't feel like I was adding anything back to the area that I love. And as I started looking at different opportunities, I came across the Just Love brand purely by accident. I was actually looking for, you know, maybe a brick-and-mortar retail. In my field, I know a little bit about retail, and I knew I needed foot traffic. So I started thinking about, well, I love coffee. I love to meet together with friends and run in the morning, and we like to go where there's coffee available, so when we're done with our run, we can sit down and catch up. And I'm like, well, that would get retail in. And so I looked up coffee shops and came across this newer company out of Murfreesboro. And they had a heart for using coffee to impact their community. And that just rang straight through to me. And I'm like, that's exactly what we need. You know, and as I look around in businesses and I hear things like, we're coming into the area and we're gonna help the community. And when you dig down under the covers, what they mean by that is we're gonna pay sales tax revenue and we're gonna create jobs and that's gonna be good for the community. And those are all great, but there seems to be something missing from that community impact in running a business. And I feel like there's less stakeholders. In corporate America, everything is transitioned to shareholders in corporate America. So that life of squeezing, you know, the extra pennies out of every dollar that flows through your charge, it's all pushing back into shareholders of the corporation as opposed to being a stakeholder in our community and uplifting those people that we serve on a day-in and day-out basis and seeing how we can make our community a stronger, more vibrant place. And I really, after seeing the Just Love brand's stance, I really felt like we could take opportunities that exist in our area and put them in front of our customers and give them an opportunity to step through that door with us, whether it be fundraising for organizations or providing material drives, a place where people can drop off things to fulfill a need. Just getting information out there. There's so many niche organizations that are like the boots on the ground that serve our area. And just getting that information out about what they do, where they can help, how they can come alongside people in this area and uplift them.
Well, Travis, let me ask you this. So, I mean, right now, there is a lot of uncertainty out there. I mean, our state legislature, even as we speak, is voting on bills trying to push back on vaccine mandates. We've got the Attorney General pushing for it. But the federal government has also put, you know, a mandate out there that whether or not it can change things for some people in time is still the question, the laws that they're being bandied about in Montgomery. I mean, all that to say, there's a great deal of uncertainty. And people are looking at here, the holidays are coming. And you and your wife had to make a decision at one point, and you were at a place where you were looking at a potential insecurity, but yet stepping out was also an insecurity. And I would just ask if someone was listening right now and they're saying, I don't know what tomorrow holds, what would you say to them right now? That's called putting you on the spot, by the way.
Yeah, that's pretty big on the spot. Well, my first is, like, if you don't know what tomorrow holds, the first place I turn to is my Lord, my God. And,
yeah.
And then I turn to my wife, and we don't put our hope in any plans that we make, but we put our hope into that we're gonna work through each hard decision that comes, and we're just going to constantly try and put our best foot forward. And I know exactly what you mean, Phil, with we see it in our cafes. I see it when we cater events and help different customers out. There's a lot of stressed out, depressed people out there, and they don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. And when they come through our cafe and I'm able to interact with them and find out what's going on in their life, the first thing I do with them is, you know, ask them if I can pray for them. And even at our employee level, when I talk to my team, I mean, we employ primarily high school and college kids, and I try to remind them, and it's a lesson that I didn't learn until much later in life when I was confronted with this change, that, you know, you can make plans for the future, and you can work towards those things, and going into school and getting a degree, those are all good things, but don't ever let them rule your life. Don't let them overtake you like, if you don't make it to this certain thing, that everything is over. That's not the truth. That's a lie. We work hard. We can't put so much into the future that we take our eyes off of, you know, the present. And the present being the people that surround us, our sphere of influence, how we impact each other's lives. I really think that's the driver to moving forward.
Well, Travis, that is huge. And brother, we're up against the break, but I want to thank you for calling in, because I knew as I was thinking through this segment that you would have a perspective that I thought would resonate. And I could say some stuff, but I think people need to know it's not just the guy at the microphone. It's other people like you who stepped out of one place where you could have maintained security, but it felt insecure at the same time. And you went to a place that felt insecure, and you're making your way and contributing still. So, Travis at Just Love Coffee Cafe, man, thanks for what you do, and thanks for being on the show today.
Most welcome.
Absolutely. Well, that was just cool, and that was a blessing. And I hope y'all took that in. That was his heart talking right there. But what he was basically saying was, they didn't know what tomorrow held, but they stepped into it. And I want to encourage you, if you're out there thinking, I have no idea what tomorrow looks like, I don't know what I'm going to do, just understand, sometimes you got to step into it and just hang on, because there's opportunities. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More of that when we get back after this.